You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher, and today again we're looking at the cross of Christ, wherein we might miss the cross. And that's my concern. There are multitudes that know about the death of the Lord Jesus. They know something of the date, the time, the facts of Jesus' death. But how many people know the doctrine or the meaning of the death of the Son of God upon that Roman gibbet? You may miss the cross if you fail to grasp the concept of double transfer. That is, the transfer of our guilt to Christ and a transfer of Christ's perfections to believers. This is called double imputation. It is a simple concept, but foreign to our human reasoning. Therefore, it needs to be laid down again and again as the foundation of the gospel. Its premise is really in the transfer of Adam's guilt to all of his offspring. The guilt of original sin, or the personal sin transacted by Adam, is passed to his offspring, and that from generation to generation. This is the imputation of Adam's sin to all sinners in the world. Now Jesus, being the second Adam, stands in the place of his people, and his victory, the fruit of his obedience, are passed to them. His righteousness or good works, including the fruit from the obedience of his death, is transferred or imputed to those who believe on Christ's person and work. It is this blessing of double transfer that brings the power of the cross down to the believer's life. Our sins are laid on Jesus, and his obedience is transferred to us. Though we have sinned, and therefore are guilty before God, we are treated as perfectly holy or righteous because all the worth of Jesus' obedience is gifted to us. Oh, how sweet is this to the soul of sinners. Oh, what peace and joy to the soul. As Romans 5:1, which sums up the blessedness of this, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you rest in that? Can you take that to heart today and accept that when you call on the Lord to be your Savior, your sins, all the guilt to your personal account, are transferred to the body, the person of the Lord Jesus, and he suffered for those sins in his body upon the cross. But then also his perfections, his obedience, and the fruit of his obedience are all given to your account, so that you stand before God holy, made right and righteous in his sight. The hymn writer said, "Long ago I saw my Savior bearing shame upon a tree. Then my heart was touched with sorrow, for I saw he bled for me. It is finished," loud he cried, "Oh, what love for me he died. In my stead he bled on Calvary. Once for all Christ rescued me." And there lies the hope, the confidence of the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful thing to be a Christian, and what a wonderful thing to have this wonderful hope in this world, through life, unto death, and on the judgment day, that my sins were laid on Jesus, and all his obedience is gifted now to me into my account. So I stand righteous, perfect, ready for heaven, having all the good works, the merits of the Lord Jesus, to my account. That's the hope. That's the confidence of the child of God. And so I trust you will take this to heart and call on the Lord to be your Savior and lay your sins on Jesus.